one last agenda item. I believe we also have a phone participant. This is item K, action item, trial court allocation, children's waiting room distribution, and we welcome Mr. Jared Orr, Fiscal Administrator, Superior Court of California, County of Butte, on the line. Are you there? Not yet. But I understand that Judge Glessman is prepared to pinch hit, and we invite Judge Anderson also to present.
And again, is there anyone here?
Lori and Vlatko.
Anyone here on item K that's would like to give public comment? No one has come forward.
And good afternoon, Chief, and internal chairs, as well as members of the Judicial Council. On behalf of Monterey County Superior Court, I'd like to thank you very much for considering our request for children waiting room distribution under Government Code Section 7640. As we have provided in our materials, we intend on it opening fiscal year 15-16, as well as the funds going for contracted services for furnishings, toys, and books, and also the expenditures going out in fiscal year 15-16, and also the distribution amount of the $5 under the Government Code section of the filing fees, approximately annually of $55,000. This will be the first chance and opportunity for Monterey County Superior Court to be able to offer children waiting room services. We do have approximately 50 children weekly who do come through our Monterey Superior Court, which is located in the city of Monterey. The challenge for us there in having the children come through is when you enter our shared facility, it's a shared facility building with the county, is that you enter with the security services that are going through, which takes up the vast majority of the lobby. And so there's no much space for the lobby for children to be in the lobby as well as in the corridors and areas, so we would like to be able to provide these services. And it's going to take us some time to go out and seek bids for the contracting services, as well as take us time to go ahead and put it together. The reason for the request currently, as we had previously, hope that we could have a child waiting room in our South County courthouse that was scheduled for construction, but however has been placed on indefinite hold, so now we're left with nothing. And so we would like to make the best of it. We do have an impacted family law calendar that we're trying to expand, and one of the main reasons why we're trying to expand that calendar is if you file a request for order today, more likely than not, you will be first heard sometime early September. If you have a 2 or 3 day trial, it might take you several weeks to try it because we do share the courtroom since the closing of our King City courthouse. No, we have not operationalized that closure and been able to make sure everything runs smoothly. We now rotate and share courtrooms in order for things to get out. And what has been occurring now is that we have an increase in our self-represented litigants using the domestic violence restraining order calendar as a way of getting their request for order on the initial list. And so that's been a challenge for us. So this is our way of maybe responding a little bit better to our public and looking at the processes and procedures. I'd like to say on behalf of the Budget Working Group, yes, we do support procedures being in place so that folks who do request funds do know how to submit their requests, and I believe we have complied with those procedures that have been requested for of us and presented our information. We now leave it up to the council to either grant or deny that.
Thank you, Judge Anderson. Is Mr. Jared on the phone?
Yes, apologize for that. Good afternoon, members of the Judicial Council. We got cut off just as the item was being brought forward. So I'm also here with Kimberly Flinner, Court Executive Officer, and we just want to mention that we support the recommendation as written in the staff report. And if you have any questions of us, please let us know.
Thank you.
And just for clarity, as I understand it, this process applies to courts who want to implement new children's waiting rooms and the funding for those waiting rooms, as well as those who have essentially abandoned or stopped their children's waiting room program and want to reapply. Is that correct? And does not affect ongoing children's courts with children's waiting rooms in an ongoing way?
We're bringing forward to you an issue where there might have been a program not implemented or not, and therefore we want to be able to have that sort of restarted. If I may, let me just sort of start at the beginning here. Judge indicated that 7640E authorizes the council and the court to apply for children's waiting room distributions. Those come from existing trial court trust fund revenue collections. There are two courts, as we've heard, requesting a $5 distribution. But wanted to note there's never been a process established by the council for considering the distributions from the pursuant to the children's waiting room funding. Currently, there are 19 courts that receive anywhere from 3 to 5, and they make that determination when they request the funding, what level they are asking for. Currently, the 12-13 estimate is 3.7, and as you can see, a low of $21,000 and to a high of almost $1 million. That's the range of distributions as it stands now. We brought this forward, the staff brought this to the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee at the end of May to discuss the merits of creating a policy and procedure for courts requesting these distributions. It was, and if I recall correctly, Stephen, that these actually just, did they go to the council or did they just come? Historically, the requests came to the council directly, and there was no involvement of the trial court budget advisory committee or any other budget advisory committee in their review.
The counties.
I'm sorry, but the counties were involved in establishing these amounts. But since the inception, that there was no process by which anybody other than the council reviewed the requests.
I do have some additions.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Were you done?
No. We have some additional slides, but no problem.
Well, Butte County and Monterey County's letters are virtually identical. And it's intended that it follows the policy that's being provided today. Butte County intends to, will receive approximately $26,140 during the first year, $5 for each first filing fee. And we're in the middle of building our new courthouse, in the North County Courthouse. We anticipate moving our 300 calendar to that courthouse, and we'd be restricting for now the use of that money to 300 cases. And we'd move it towards family law and other items permitted by the government code section as funds are available.
Thank you, Judge Glassman.
To the recommendations that we're bringing forward, we ask that the presiding judge or executive officer submit a request to the director, to myself at the moment, 45 days prior to the date of the council meeting from which the request would be considered. And that they identify a number of items, in particular, to what is the effective date that they're requesting, what's the scheduled opening date of the children's waiting room, the reason the request is between the $2 and the $5 that are allowed, and in cases where there are courts that have not had their active children's waiting room, what might be their amount of unspent distributions. In that case, this is related to the next recommendation. That requires the Budget Advisory Committee to make a recommendation on each request, and that to the extent that there's any unspent funds, that we reduce their distribution if they've not spent those resources. This issue relates to those who were asking to reapply, those that have not opened a children's waiting room but are currently receiving resources from the trial court trust fund for that purpose, or those that have received but are not operated a children's waiting room 6 months after the planned opening of the children's waiting room. We're asking that they come back and reapply, given that they've not been using the funds, and they do take from the trial court trust fund, which would be available for all other trial courts. And then again, if the council denies the request, that any of the unspent funds be returned to the trial court trust fund for available to be distributed to the rest of the trial courts. And so we also recommend, the Budget Advisory Committee recommends, that you approve the two requests from Butte and Monterey.
Thank you, Slotko. Commissioner Alexander.
Since there hasn't been a policy before, what has been the time frame? And I totally support children's waiting rooms, but how much in advance of opening should funds be available? I notice there's a year difference between the two requests.
Yeah, I don't have the history in terms of what was the time frames. Do you have any history on that, Stephen?
No, I don't. When it was with the counties, I don't know if there was a specific time frame or not when the counties made the decision.
So I don't know if we need to have a time frame to say you make a request within a year of opening, within 18 months of opening, within 6 months of opening. I don't. How long do funds build up for supplies and purposes prior to the opening of the waiting room?
So a no sooner than type?
Judge McCabe, then David Yamasaki, then Justice Miller.
In part, as a follow-up to the last question, Merced's one of the participants, and you'll note that we have two distributions, fiscal year 2011-12 and then 12-13, and if I'm not mistaken, our lowest bid was $75,000, and we're trickling in at about $25,000 a year, so it's going to take a couple of years to build up. The monies have been encumbered or earmarked for that, so you're aware that you're it's by county, and that you're under these policies are going to have applications every year because we don't have enough built up yet to meet just the threshold or the minimum bid. And if that's desired, that's fine because I'm all in favor of checks and balances. But as long as it's recognized that in some instances it's going to take a few years, not just a year or 18 months. And with that, I would move to approve recommendation 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you, Judge McCabe.
Second
by Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to make a comment. With respect to how far in advance the money should be distributed, a couple of things should be taken into consideration. If the money is approved, then that triggers a series of events to pay for the entity that's going to be providing the monitoring of the children. So there's a bid process that has to start. There's also a need for courts to start up a process of getting a children's waiting room ready. So if there's no money to pay for it, and there's not going to be a need to perhaps construct a waiting room. So I think it's reasonable. A year seems to be very reasonable for courts, at the very least, to have advance opportunity to receive those monies. So I don't know if that's on the table based on that motion, but perhaps that could be something that could be considered.
Let me just note from a historical perspective, Stephen has educated me, is that it was the director of the fiscal services office who approved these. And so when I learned that this was my level, I implored the Budget Advisory Committee to bring this to the council level. So we don't want any distributions of any trial court trust funds not being made aware of and going through a process that involves the Budget Advisory Committee and ultimately to the council. But, again, we're asking for this process so that all the resources and the distributions made from the trial court trust fund are done at these kinds of settings.
So I know a motion's been made in a second and a question raised about the length, but I'm uncomfortable making that decision today and feel like we should recommend that it go back to you to come up and see if there do need to be processes in that regards or safeguards created so that we can ensure that I think the concern is that, you know, this money isn't just being generated for years and years. But I'm just uncomfortable to try to figure that out today amongst ourselves without having a recommendation from the advisory committee. So I'm comfortable with the motion being approved and seconded and the council voting on it and approve it, and then asking you to look into the checks and balances and the length of time.
We would be happy to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a motion made by Judge McCabe, seconded by Mark Robinson and Judge Rosenberg. I see no other hands raised. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, all of you, and especially many thanks to the hot seat, to Judge Earl and Zlatko. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Orr.